Vincent Brulotte is the artistic director of the Edmonton International Film Festival. He joins me today. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you, Shannon. How are you today?
Good. I cannot believe it's been a year already, and we are back. The festival happens September 21st to October 1st. A sneak peek of the schedule was released on the EIFF website. What are some that you are really excited about this year?
We're really, really excited about a few projects in particular. Anybody who's seen me talk about the Film Fest before, hears me talk about our Film Festival, knows that I get really excited when we have guests coming into town, and we have some really, really awesome special guests. First, I wanted to call attention to our amazing opening and closing night films that we have this year. Our opening night film is a title that I can't say on the radio with you, so we'll call it A Blank Day, or A Bad Day, we'll say. And we're really, really excited to show this film, as this is from a director, Kevin T. Landry, who was just at our festival last year with a really incredible short film called Woodpecker. What he did was, like a lot of short filmmakers, he honed his skills, he moved on up to feature films, and we are so excited to show his feature film to our audience because it is so exciting, so unexpected, something completely unexpected for us. I know our team was deaf, our heads were spinning while we were watching it, thinking this is not the film that we expected, but we're really, really happy this is the film that we got. It tells the story of a young single mother. She's asked to go out to rural Quebec in order to interview a lottery winner. And from there, I won't say any more. The film takes some really interesting twists and turns. You get to learn a little bit more about her, a little bit more about this peculiar lottery winner. It is just incredible. We're so happy to be sharing it. And then I also really wanted to call attention to our closing night film this year, Hey Victor. Now, first I wanted to ask, Shannon, are you a fan of the film Smoke Signals?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's like legendary around this place.
So you'll be really excited to hear that Hey Victor comes from one of the younger stars of Smoke Signals, one Cody Lightning, a local Edmontonian actor, filmmaker, does it all. And essentially, Hey Victor is the story of Cody Lightning as Cody Lightning trying to get a Smoke Signals 2 off the ground and trying to get all of the actors back together from Smoke Signals 1. There's tons of Edmonton landmarks in this film. It is a riot. It's got some amazing celebrity cameos. For us, we thought it was the perfect blend of Canadian cinema, Indigenous cinema, and Edmontonian cinema. And we're really excited to be closing out our festival with it, to be giving everybody that sort of taste in their mouth while they wait another year for us to return.
How do you choose the films that are shown at the festival each year?
So first, the majority of our year in the lead up to the festival is what we call our accepting submissions period. And so what that is we do encourage filmmakers to come directly to us with their films. We have a platform that we use called Film Freeway that makes this really accessible and easy for everybody. But essentially, for the majority of the year, our filmmakers, especially our independent ones, bring us their films directly. And then it's our team's job to watch every single one of these projects and then to whittle them down from what did we really like to what did we absolutely love to what can we put in front of the audience for the festival and what will they respond to. And so that can get pretty tricky, and usually that's the majority of our year. And then by the time summer rolls around, that's when we start getting into a few more picks, some of the larger titles that aren't being given directly to us but are things that we're sort of asking for from distributors or asking other festivals, hey, how did you get this film, because we really want it but we haven't contacted them yet, we haven't heard from them. It's basically a fun mixture of all of those coming together in July and August, and then by the time it rolls around and you and I are chatting, we've got an incredible selection of films to show our audience.
Well, the passes are on sale now. There is the all-access pass, but there's also the six-pack. How does that work? Because I read on the site you're likening it to a 10K rather than a marathon. I love it.
Our theme for IFE this year, our creative theme, is it's a marathon. And it really is. I mean, we've been running the ultra marathon, getting the festival ready, but all of our festival goers will know it's a lot of movies in not a long amount of time. You've got 10 days to try and watch like 40 films, God knows how many short films, and you can never get them all. You're constantly racing. So our six-pack is a little bit like a 10K. What we wanted to offer was, instead of an all-access, all right, you've got to get out there, see 2 to 3 films a day, and shout out to the festival goers who are doing that, because that's one of the best ways to experience a festival. But the six-pack is for those who look at the schedule and know, I want to see more than a couple of these. I don't want to commit all my time. I have other hobbies as well. I love cinema and I love walking. You know, how do you balance them? The six pack is a really valuable way to get a taste of life, a substantial taste, without investing too much time or money into it. And that is six tickets for the price of five, our six pack. So you get a free one as well. It's our way of saying thank you.
And it's back at the Landmark Theaters in City Center. That's such a great location to have those movies at.
Landmark is amazing, but Shannon, that is where all of this is nutso, because we are not at Landmark this year.
What? That's what I read on the website. Did I read wrong?
You might have, but our website might have been wrong. So now I need to double check that. But this year we're super excited. Landmark, from what we understand, they're going to be doing some renovations and some renewal of the space during the time that we were supposed to be there. And so we made a decision together that we would give Landmark a break from us this year. I mean, everybody deserves a break, yeah. Right? And we're hoping to be back there next year. Hopefully, fingers crossed, with some refreshed theaters. They're hoping to bring in new premium seats to that theater. And we're really excited because Landmark has been Ike's home for years and years, since before it was even Landmark. To see them investing in the theater and wanting to see it grow and continue for even another 10 years is music to our ears. So even though we're not there this year, we're back next year. This year, part of why it's a marathon, we have the privilege of being split up between the Garneau Theater, Metro Cinema, the Mutart Theater, which is in the lower level of the Stanley A. Milner Library, the Ledcor Theater, which is in the lower level of the Art Gallery of Alberta, and Alberta's biggest screen, we are at the Taoist World of Science, Edmonton's IMAX Theater, which is really, really exciting. I have to mention that these films are not the IMAX experience. IMAX is very protective of their IP. We did not send these films to IMAX for them to wave their magic wand on before sending them back to us. But as someone who's been in the theater already to do some screen tests of the things we have this year, people will be blown away by the scale of what they're going to be viewing and just the quality of this theater.
Every single year it gets better and better. EdmontonFilmFest.com is the website to go to find out more about the movies that are playing, the schedule, and to get your tickets. And we'll have the link up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Vincent, thank you so much.
Thanks a ton, Shannon. Hope to see you this year at the movies.